Welcome to the Echoes of Faith podcast on the Living Bible Hub Network. I am your host, Sherry T., and you have just entered into our Tuesday night family prayer call. I pray that you are encouraged and blessed by the words that are spoken here today, because faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. Let's go ahead and open up with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you once again for this evening that we come together to love on each other and lift up the name of Jesus. There's no greater hope than we know, and that's to know that we are in your divine presence. We give you the honor, the praise, and the glory for it as you touch us from the top to the bottom. Continue to transform our hearts in a marvelous way that we might continue to go out into a nation and share the goodness of who you are to us. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. The Believer for Life Christian clothing brand is now on Amazon.com/Believer for Life.
I have your Bibles. Go ahead and turn them over to a very familiar passage of scripture, which comes from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. To everything there is a season, and to every purpose under heaven, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. May God add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. Henry Cloud said, everything has seasons, and we have to be able to recognize when something time has passed and be able to move into the next season. Everything that is alive requires pruning as well, which is a great metaphor for ending. Now, I believe this quote is relevant to our text as we seek to answer the question, how do we navigate life constant changes? How do we navigate through life's constant changes? Just to give you a little background history, and we all know the book of Ecclesiastes was written by King Solomon, which was the wisest man to date. And he also wrote Proverbs and the Song of Psalms, which most of us are aware of. Solomon's life was the American dream on steroids. God had given him everything. The wisdom of Solomon is still unmatched. His political power and influence is greater than anyone who sits in the highest cabinet in their country. The Pope is a distant second when it comes to Solomon's religious authority, and even Elon Musk is poor when you consider the wealth of Solomon. Solomon's downfall was his greatest weakness, women. And women led him to turn away from the God of his father, David, for a short period of his life. He comes back, but just the fact that his weakness turned him away from the God of his father. When Solomon wrote Ecclesiastes, he was literally at the end of his life, when the truth about life began to make sense. And he writes the passage that we're listening to today. In this passage, King Solomon emphasizes that life is composed of seasons, each with its own distinct characteristics and significance, highlighting that there is a time and a purpose for every human experience. The seasons of life acknowledges the birth and the death of family, friends, and community. It's where we experience the stark contrast, such as a time to kill and a time to heal, or a time to weep and a time to laugh. Each experience challenges us to explore the complexity of our human emotions and actions. The first thing this text teaches us is to trust in the divine plan and timing of God. Verse 1 clearly says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. For all our experience, for all the experiences we will encounter in our lives, we must just simply have faith in God's plan. Just like he told Jeremiah, and we all know it, I know the plans I have for you. He knew him before he was in his mother's womb. I know the plans I have for you. This in itself tells us, who can separate us from the purpose of God? God arranges the moments when everything shall happen. Nothing take God by surprise, because God knows the beginning and the end from the beginning, because he is the Alpha and the Omega. Everything is in God's hands. He controls the universe at his very command. The second thing this text teaches us is to embrace change. From verses 2 through 5, it's a time to be born and a time to die. Change. It's a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted. Change. A time to kill and a time to heal. Change. A time to break down and a time to build up. Change. A time to weep and a time to laugh. Change. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from bracing. Change, y'all know, change is an inedible part of our life, as indicated by this contrasting actions mentioned in our text. Embracing change and adapting to different seasons is essential for personal growth and fulfillment. Be open to change, even when it might be difficult, as it leads to a personal transformation in the Holy Spirit and opens doors for new opportunities. As opportunities come, we must be willing to seize the moments, whether it's pursuing our dreams, healing old wounds, or building meaningful connections. There's a time for every purpose and everything. When we embrace change, we seize the right opportunity. And when we embrace change and seize the right opportunity, it reminds us of the importance of a balanced life. It's not always in the busyness that we embrace change, but it's in knowing when to pause and reflect on what God is doing in this season of our lives. The last thing this text teaches us is the art of letting go, verses 6 and 8. It's a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. These verses raise a desire to understand the delicate balance between persistence and a surrender in life. Whether it's a relationship, a project, or possessions, when is it the right time to let go? Most of us, for many of us, we have the hardest time of letting go of the past. We want to hang on to it as if our life depended on it. When we should be recognizing that this is a season and it's time to let it go. Some of the best freedom you can ever have is to let it go. When you let it go, you release it and you bring yourself back into the Lord. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you that this relationship is no longer what it used to be. Not even saying that the relationship is totally terminated. There might be a season in your life where that person is not as involved in your life as they used to be. Because we know as life goes, we grow, or we should grow. And we should be willing to always move forward in the things that God has called us to do. Let me close on this note, because I started off with the question, How do we navigate through life's constant changes? Because every day, I don't know about y'all, but life is always changing. There's always something coming up. But like I said a few minutes ago, changes don't take God by surprise. They just take us by surprise. And I think when we are consistent in our prayer life and our study, the Bible becomes more clear and more true to our hearts. Because Jesus said the Holy Spirit would guide us into all truth. He would show us those things which are yet to come. So how do we bring ourselves to be in a constant place of understanding and how to navigate through those constant changes? The answer really lies in yielding our lives every day to the Holy Spirit and embrace the change and knowing when to let go. I said it earlier and I say it again. King Solomon wrote this book, Ecclesiastes, at the end of his life, when he realized that a life without God is a life without purpose. May no one under the sound of my voice be tempted to look at life and move through life without God in your life. Every day, we must recognize that we only move and live because Jesus Christ lives in us. And he is more for us than he is against us. And his plan is sure, stamped already in heaven and in earth. So shall it be done in all of our lives.
After a word from our sponsor, we will continue with praise and worship. Life can be a whirlwind. Taking time for self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Your mental well-being is an important part of your daily routine. Have you ever experienced negative thoughts of depression, loneliness, or scarcity? Unlock the peace from within by texting BELIEVE, BELIEVE, to 877-670-1975 and receive our weekly words of encouragement. Nothing is more powerful than an ideal whose time has come. About 5 years ago, this quote by Victor Hugo became real to me when I found myself in a place of pain, loss, and depression. Here I was sitting in my favorite chair trying to figure out my life after being unemployed for about 6 years due to a freak accident at work. As I was recovering from my injuries, I realized that I no longer wanted to, nor could I do the work I had been doing for years. It became evident that I needed to reinvent myself. I began searching the internet and asking friends and family for help, which brought little to no results. I began soul searching, seeking God for direction. Day after day and week after week, I sought God, trying to get clarity on how I could use my gifts and talents to improve, empower others to live out their God-given potential and make an impact in the world. One night before retiring, I asked Infinite Intelligence to give me a phrase that consisted of three words that would impact the way people thought, lived, and lived their lives every day. I enjoy reading those 66 books, Genesis to Revelations. I believe that when we understand the principles and the promises of God's Word, they can be life-changing. And as I was seeking God for revelation and direction, one day, destiny and time came together and God answered my prayer with this phrase, "Believer for life." Wow. I wondered how these words could give people hope, value, and joy. It was in my aha moment I considered what Believer for Life meant to me. It represented the good in all of us. Being a believer for life gave me hope in my pain, calm in my storm, and comfort in my loss. Being a believer for life interrupted my darkness and illuminated the light. You and I know that life is not always peaches and cream, but reveals the bumps and the bruises of discouragement, hurt, and pain that can cost us our life savings, our personal relationships, and even our health. This is what I know for sure. What God did for me, He will also do for you. God answers prayer. Today, I want you to see yourself as a believer for life, an overcomer no matter what. Believe that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord God, called according to His purpose. Believe that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. Yes, I am a believer for life. And I come to encourage you today to give someone hope and believe that they too are a believer for life. Thank you for listening to our show, Echoes of Faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. Fam, support, like, and subscribe to our channel. Share it with your family, friends, and community. Visit our website at livingbiblehub.com. And always remember, Jesus Christ loves you, and so do I. And above all else, may you prosper and be in good health. Thank you.